This is such an interesting gospel. We live in a world where many work very hard to keep things from coming into us that defile our bodies, and yet we don't recognize that which is truly defiling to the soul. And apparently some of the disciples, you know, Jesus picked up disciples. Some of them were fishermen, and many worked for a living. They had been in the world for a while. Some of them, Matthew, a tax collector, hung around with people that were in league with the Romans, the occupying power, and some of them didn't bother to do some of the usual things that Jews do. So Jesus was looking for things of the heart, you know, and so the Pharisees are checking Jesus out. That's their role as religious leaders, and they noticed that some of them didn't do the washing. They would wash. The law required them to wash before eating, not for germs, but as a sign of purification of the heart, just like the priest does at Mass. When I do the lavabo, I talked about a couple weeks ago at some of the Masses. You know, when I come in, because I shake hands with people on the way in, I usually purify my hands with the hand thing. But when I come up here, that's not because of germs. This is a sign that, oh God, purify my heart because I'm unworthy to celebrate these sacred mysteries. I'm doing it for all of us. We're all interiorly saying, oh God, who's worthy to receive the author of life? And yet we hear him speak to us in these words, challenging words, and he wants to purify our hearts so that when we receive him, he will actually take root in us and grow. So instead, they had become to the point where they were washing up to their elbows, and they would do it very, very visibly to encourage others to do this. And they noticed some of these guys were just eating without praying before meals, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like we all do. What kind of Catholics are these as you got? They don't even sign themselves and pray before meals. And Jesus says, oh, you hypocrites, you notice the outside, but you don't notice the inside. See how scandalous, how difficult this is to hear. And yet Jesus encourages us to look at the inside, not just the outside. This can be very hard to see, I think. We are often the last ones to know what it is that's coming out of us that's impure. I've had a very visible journey with all of you in terms of, for many years, I had terrible sinus infections and laryngitis. It started during college. I had some kind of an infection, and I just coughed and coughed and coughed. And after that, I got one after the other for 25 years. I went to see doctors, and it seemed like I saw every ENT in Portland and in LA, and I even saw the head of OHSU a number of years ago. One of the doctors at Queen of Peace got me in there, and they never found out what was causing it. I remember one ENT I saw, let's see who this was or where this was, he said, stop wasting my time and go see a psychiatrist. That's the last refuge for anybody that can't figure out what's going on. No offense to psychiatry at all intended. And you know what it was? It was a nurse practitioner. He got me onto this. It says, something you're eating. And I fast from three foods regularly, and I haven't had a sinus infection in 8 years. Thank you very much. Thanks be to God. And when that happened, I said to God, thank you so much for this great gift. What took you so long? That's just who I am. Please do what I say, not what I do. The thing is that this is not what makes you impure. It's not just watching how much fat we take in or carbohydrates. It used to be that the eggs were bad for you, now they're good for you if you like them. And my egg lady's here in the front row. And, this stuff, we pay so much attention to the body and not the soul. What am I taking in that's impure, that's poisoning my system? I have this image. When I was young, I used to fly quite a bit because I worked for, you know, American Airlines, and I'd fly to New York. I went one time just because there was a show, the Vatican Collection, the Papacy and Art. Sometimes I'd fly there just for the movie and the meal on the airplane. I'm so sorry about that, guys. I just want you to know how much I gave up to become a priest. But I was there once in New York, and I was someplace in Midtown Manhattan, and I noticed there was a photo shoot for Vogue, I think, and I was watching these models. Now, I'm a priest now, so I don't watch models anymore, but I wasn't then. But they're watching these models, and they were taking pictures, and they were in these weird positions in front of a building. And I just thought, gosh, nobody ever looks like that when they're in Safeway. You know, people see these models, male or female, and then everybody's miserable because we don't look like, and these ladies don't look like that either. I mean, it was all fake. And it's like, what's going on the inside? Jesus sees right through the facade on whatever magazine we're looking at, right into the heart. And we don't see that. We judge people by appearances, and God judges the heart. Thank God for that. You know, thank God Jesus knows the heart. This is the best thing in good news. But a hypocrite at the time of Christ was an actor. A hypocrite is somebody who, like in a Greek play, that would put on a mask. That was a hypocrite, to act one thing, but to actually be someone else. And Jesus is saying, you're putting on a mask with all this external stuff, and you don't care at all about purifying the heart. Jesus makes it clear, this is a really challenging set of things, because most of us have found ourselves in this list at one time that Jesus says. He says, if you see these things coming out of you, it means that something needs purifying on the inside. So pay attention to what's coming out. We in our society, gosh, some of this is in the news this week. You can't go to the movies without hearing blasphemy. If it doesn't bother you, you've been evangelized by the world. Blasphemy should bother us when we hear it out of our own mouths or certainly out of the movies. You know, it's so taken for granted that it's so pervasive, and yet it's not Christian at all. Our society's going back to paganism in the way all of the Lord's taken so cavalierly, yet we all expect to get right in and taking his name in vain. This is one thing that's in here. Arrogance, I don't need God. We come to murder. I just think about that poor newscaster and that guy that was filming that got shot. You know, you're all not talking about. I was horrified by that. I don't know if that means our culture's getting worse or if they're just reporting this stuff more often, but you know, most of us are never going to do something like that. I prayed for them and their family and how quickly life can change. It's a parable, isn't it, for all of us? But the thing is, I can murder people with my mouth by not being quiet, by constantly repeating something, true or untrue, and ruining somebody's reputation. This is murder. And if it's coming out for me, it means I've unforgiveness. I've been deeply hurt by someone, and it's spewing out, and it needs to be healed. You know, again, I encourage you, we have when Sister Bridge McKenna comes, she's a faith healer, a nun. In addition to her wonderful talk, there's a night of faith healing. If something's coming out that needs purifying, that might be the place to bring it. Also, every Eucharist, we bring that to God when we receive him. Lord, I'm not worthy to receive you, but if you say the word, my soul will be healed. See, we look at the body, we don't see the soul that needs healing. Adultery, that was in the news this week too, isn't it? That website that got, I didn't even know there was a website like that. I guess I'm living under a rock. But, you know, some of the people on that site have taken their own lives. They've lost marriages already. I don't think it's a good thing that came out like that. Made me wonder, I don't think anything's safe on the internet anymore. I'm not defending adultery, but what I thought about when I heard about all these names coming out and stuff is that there's nothing secret. You know, God knows everything. He's making a movie of our lives, and it's all going to be replayed to us and to everyone else. Who's going to be interested in that, I wonder? You know, some of the near-death experiences that you read, I like reading those, and a couple of them have said that when they met their relatives, they'd known everything they were doing since they died. They knew everything. No secrets in heaven, except what we've repented of, and that doesn't get seen. Isn't that amazing? That's church teaching. You go to confession, God forgets. I think it's better to do it here than over there. And so what Christ is saying is not to condemn us, but if we have these evil thoughts and unchastity, which is all around us, and adultery and greed and deceit, blasphemy, arrogance, licentiousness, these things, when they come up, bad words, in Spanish they call it malas palabras, this is just a sign that something needs healing. We just ask God to show us our hearts so that we can begin that process of healing, which is a lifelong process, not just to look at the externals, but the internals, to ask God to wash our hearts every day through our baptism, through the Eucharist, through what we do for others, and through confession, and through coming to Mass and listening to the Word of God that can save us and not just be listeners but doers, like the second reading said. So we just pray that God will give us the grace just to hear Him, listen to Him, and allow Him to purify us, not just externally, though please God, that's a good thing, but internally in the heart.